Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying biblical marks, becoming a healthy church, based on the book Nine Marks of a Healthy Church by Mark Dever. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, biblical evangelism. What is evangelism? And why should we do it? Let's consider four questions which will help understand the call to evangelism when answered. First, who should evangelize? Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. That statement is known as the Great Commission. But who should do this? The preacher? Or is it the job of every Christian? Well, look at Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. Now Saul was consenting to his death. That was the death of Stephen by stoning. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Notice the phrase, "except the apostles." And take a look at another passage in Acts chapter 11, verse 19 down to verse 21. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Ordinary Christians going out to spread the gospel. In fact, consider Peter's words in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Spoken to each one of us, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Jesus Christ has commissioned every Christian to evangelize. Well, second, how should we evangelize? Well, here are some biblical guidelines. First, tell people honestly that if they repent and believe, they will be saved. But it will be costly. Good news means talking about sin and guilt and repentance and sacrifice. Making people aware of their lost and sinful condition is part of the gospel. Anything less than that is deceitful. Second, tell people with urgency that if they repent and believe, they will be saved, but they must decide now. Don't let them think that they can wait for a better deal. Third, tell people with excitement that if they repent and believe the good news, they will be saved. However difficult it may be, it's all worth it. Die to self and follow Christ. Fourth, use the Bible. When we use the Word of God to share the good news, they can realize it is not just our personal ideas. Fifth, realize that the lives of Christians and the church are central to evangelism. an individual walk with Christ and the witness of the whole body of Christ with much interaction within the body. And then sixth, remember to pray because salvation is the work of God. And then third, what is evangelism? Well, it's probably easier to first share what it's not than what it is. Evangelism is not imposing my views. The things you believe in are Christian facts. They're not opinions. These facts are the gospel, not your perspective. Evangelism is telling the good news. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Who then is Paul? And who's Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Evangelism is not social action or political involvement. True social and political change will occur as people are changed by Christ, by the gospel. Evangelism is not defending the truth. Evangelism is the positive act of telling the good news about Jesus Christ and the way of salvation through him. Evangelism is not the results it produces. Did you hear me? Evangelism is not the results it produces. Evangelism does not mean to win converts. Evangelism is not defined by whether a person accepts the message or not. Evangelism is spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins and raised from the dead according to the scriptures, and that as reigning Lord, he now offers the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Spirit to all who repent and believe. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? One message with two different responses. Some people will accept the good news. Some people will reject the good news. We're failures, not because people don't repent and believe. We fail only if we don't share the gospel. Evangelism is telling people the truth, leaving them to decide whether to accept it or reject it. We need to move from evangelism as a guilt-driven burden to evangelism as a joyful privilege. And then fourth, why should we evangelize? Well, there's three motives from the Bible to tell the good news. First, a desire to be obedient to the Great Commission. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. Also, a love for the lost. John 3:16, again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then, a love for God. Evangelism must be a response to love. Gratitude for his grace. And encouragement from God directly. Acts chapter 18, verses 9 through 11. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night in a vision, Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I'm with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Evangelism must come from our changed life. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, let me ask you, what is your heart full of? What drives your words? You think about that, and you have a great day.